Morris Gleitzman is no stranger to spinning stories that capture a child's imagination. And to the prolific Australian author's delight, his love of stories is genetic. It's a passion his two grandsons have had from the start, spending many nights staying up way past bedtime, lost in a fantastical tale with their grandpa. All throughout July, I am bringing you prominent Australians through the eyes of their grandchildren as part of a Life Matters special series, The Grandparent Trap. Today, let's meet Grandpa Gleitzman.
Hello, I'm Morris Gleitzman, and I'm grandpa to an 8-year-old and a 2-year-old grandson. The 8-year-old and I, for probably about 4.5 years, have had a very special story relationship, because one day when he was not quite four, one day he said to me, Grandpa, can we do a story? That was how he said it at the very beginning. He said, can we do a story? Not can you tell me a story? I said, we certainly can. Do you have any idea what the story is about? And he said, yes, it's the story of Bluey and Bingo and the Big Teeth, which was an episode of Bluey that he'd watched. What I didn't know was that this was going to become a regular, a daily event in my and his life when we are physically together, but also when we're connected on the phone or via FaceTime. And it's always been a shared story with interjections on both sides. It's got many, many characters, and there are no limits geographically, temporally. It takes us everywhere. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, that something that has been a big part of my life, which is making up stories, that long before he knew that it's what I did as a job, he volunteered that he would like to make it part of his life. It's just such a wonderful thing to share. There was a wonderful period first up where I realised that he thought that every grandparent wrote books, and it was part of the wonder of having grandparents that they would occasionally hand you a book with their name lovingly inscribed inside. I think he was a little puzzled that my name was on the cover and it wasn't Grandpa, it was this other name. But then I think he's finally, you know, some of his friends have been seen clutching one of my books, and I hate to think there was perhaps a moment when he thought, is he their grandpa as well? What's going on here? This is more flexible than I'd imagined. It would be unfair of me to have been spouting on about my own grandparental experiences without mentioning that I'm in what I think is an increasingly familiar situation as a grandparent. My 8-year-old grandson has 8 grandparents, not because he's greedy, but because each of his biological grandparents has at some stage repartnered. So while grandparenthood is a deeply personal and an intimate thing on a personal level, it's also a wonderful thing to be part of a grandparental committee. My now 8-year-old grandson had heart surgery on the 4th day of his life, and although I don't literally think of that every time I see him, it's there, I think. I will never forget that tiny figure lying in the Westmead Children's Hospital in Sydney. And I remember the fear and the gratitude and the realization that he was one of the lucky, you know, I don't know, 1% or whatever of children in the world who need that sort of attention, who gets it. So there are many dimensions of my feelings, and this is a case with every grandparent, towards those two young boys. But when they think back, I hope they remember sheer pleasure that I assume radiated out of me at every moment I was with them. I simply wish them the joy that they give me.
Thank you so much to author and grandpa of two, Morris Gleitzman, for sharing with us for our special Life Matters series, The Grandparent Trap. I will be bringing you more grandparenty goodness on Monday when we look at finding yourself caring for your grandies full time. You can find all of the installments of the series. You just search The Grandparent Trap on ABC Listen, or just make sure you're following Life Matters wherever you get your podcasts.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.